In 1939, some rebellious teenage boys dared each other to walk into the Cathedral of Orléans in France and confess a made-up list of terrible sins to the priest hearing confession. One of them, a Jewish boy named Aaron, said, "I'll do it." So he marched into the confessional and confessed a whole host of wicked, made-up sins. The holy and wise priest confessor, sensing that something was not quite right with his confession, said to the Jewish boy, "For your penance, I want you to go up to the communion rail, kneel in front of the crucifix, and shout three times, 'Jesus, you died on the cross for me, and I don't care.'" "Ha! This is going to be easier than I thought," Aaron said to himself. So he goes up to the crucifix, and he shouts at the top of his lungs, "Jesus, you died on the cross for me, and I don't care." And he looked around, and you can hear his friends laughing in the back of the church. So he does it a second time, "Jesus, you died on the cross for me, and I don't care." Still looking intently at the crucifix over the high altar, Aaron says it a third time, but with a different tone. He says, "You died on the cross for me, and I don't care?" And now, barely whispering, he says, "You did that for me, and I don't." And he couldn't finish. The following year, in August of 1940, at the age of almost 14, Aaron was baptized as a Catholic by the Bishop of Orléans. And he took the name Jean-Marie. Why Jean-Marie? Well, that's easy. After St. John the Apostle and our Blessed Mother, who both faithfully stood under the cross of our Lord and Savior. And guess what? In 1954, Jean-Marie was ordained as a Catholic priest. But wait, there's more. In 1979, a brand new pope by the name of John Paul II named Jean-Marie the Bishop of Orléans. And now he was bishop in the very church where he was baptized, in the very church where he once mocked the sacrament of penance and reviled the Lord on the cross. And not only that, on the 31st of January 1981, St. John Paul II appointed our Jewish convert the 139th Cardinal Archbishop of Paris. Do you know his name? Aaron Jean-Marie Lustiger, who died not that long ago, at the age of 80 in Paris, on the feast of the dedication of the Basilica of St. Mary Major on the 5th of August, 2007. Aaron Jean-Marie Lustiger, the Cardinal Archbishop of Paris, who once made a joke of the Lord's mercy and the sacrament of penance, and reviled the Lord on the cross by saying, Jesus, you died on the cross for me, and I don't care. This is exactly what those who saw Jesus on the cross said. Those passing by reviled him, saying, "Aha! You who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself by coming down from that cross." The chief priests with the scribes mocked him and said, "He saved others, but he cannot save himself. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down from that cross that we may see and believe." Even one of the criminals on a cross next to Jesus reviled him, saying, "Aren't you the Messiah? Then save yourself and us." Doesn't it just break your heart that there are still people in the world on this Good Friday who do not care that Jesus died on the cross to save them from sin and death, Satan and darkness? In June of 1675, Jesus appeared to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque in the chapel of her Visitation Convent in Parly-le-Monial in France. Our Lord showed St. Margaret Mary his Sacred Heart, and he said, "Behold this heart, so deeply in love with men that it spared nothing, even to exhausting and consuming itself, in order to testify to them of its love. This meets with scant appreciation from most of them. All I get back is ingratitude. Witness their irreverence, their sacrileges, their coldness, and contempt for me." The Lord told St. Margaret Mary that most of us respond with ingratitude, that we take for granted the Mass, receiving Holy Communion, the sacraments, that we don't say thank you enough. It's met with irreverence and disrespect for the Blessed Sacrament or things of God. Sacrilegious things, blaspheming God's name, receiving Holy Communion with a mortal sin in our soul without first going to confession, or coldness, indifference, apathy, without any feeling at all. Meaning, I don't really care one way or another. The Lord Jesus offers himself up on the cross for me, and doesn't really move me at all. Not to anger, not to zeal, just shrug my shoulders and say, "I could take it or leave it." Our Lord told St. Margaret Mary, "This hurts me more than everything I suffered in my passion." It hurts me more than everything I suffered in my passion. So our Lord told St. Margaret Mary, "Could you please do me the favor, at least you, of making up for all of their ingratitude as much as you can?" You see, when one member of the body of Christ shows ingratitude and indifference, coldness and contempt, another member of the body of Christ can say, "But Jesus, I believe in you. I love you. I adore you. I thank you. At least you have us, Lord." Although there are so many people in the world on this Good Friday that don't care that you suffered a cruel death on the cross for them, we care. I care that you died on the cross for me to save me from sin and Satan, death and darkness. We could pray today on Good Friday those words of St. Alphonsus Liguori. "Nail my heart to the cross, that it may always remain there to love you and never leave you again. Oh, I love you, Jesus, my love, with all my heart. I am sorry for ever having offended you. Never let me offend you again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will.
Amen.